This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Chile, authorities are still assessing the effects of a massive 8.2 magnitude earthquake last night. Five people are known dead. Power remains out in spots and landslides blocked roads. In the U.S., it's now 28 people known dead in that mudslide 11 days ago in Washington state. Also, more than 40 structures are thought to have been swept away or damaged, and many owners will have trouble getting financial relief, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Coverage for hazards like mudslide can cost an extra $1,000 a year or more, and few homeowners carry it, says Carl Newman of the Northwest Insurance Council.
If you're in a floodplain, or if you're above or below a steep slope, or you're in earthquake country, those are risks that not every policyholder would face, and they require special coverage.
The risk might have been greater for some. A local TV station has identified one homeowner who bought a foreclosed property in the slide zone. At the height of the recession, 40% of sales in this county were foreclosures. Local realtor Herbert Burkhart says purchase contracts for foreclosures often don't include a seller's disclosure statement listing problems like landslide.
A lot of banks did not want to provide a disclosure statement at all because they don't know anything about these properties that they're foreclosing on.
Washington's governor has requested federal disaster assistance, which may be all that many residents get to help pay off their mortgages and rebuild. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.